Jonas Brothers, all the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 6:39, time for Hollywood, brought to you by Orthopedic Associates of Hartford. Hey, Demi Moore stopped by the Ellen Show to talk about her new book. Oh, and why she had threesomes with Ashton Kutcher.
I don't think it should be implied that he instigated. I think it was he expressed something that was of a fantasy, and it was in my efforts to want to please and be what I thought he wanted.
Mm. And wow. it's Ashton Kutcher. That's all I'm saying.
What are you gonna do?
You can see that right now on our blog at kiss957.com/Courtney. Aaron Carter says he's no longer a gun owner. He was spotted out and about running errands. Says he's done with them.
Look, I sold all my guns yesterday.
You sold your guns?
Showing in the deal of records now.
So you no longer have any firearms in the house?
Nope.
No firearms in the house. He says he's also getting treatment.
He looks like hell, and he shouldn't be driving. He was standing next to his truck when they were doing the interview.
And he looked wasted.
And he just looked bad.
Oh, yeah. Mm. And Jenna Dewan and her boyfriend are expecting their first child together.
Who?
Jenna Dewan.
I don't know. Who's that?
She was married to Channing Tatum.
Oh, okay.
She's an actress. She's an actress. She says, we're beyond overjoyed and couldn't be happier to be expanding our family. Jenna has a daughter with her ex-husband, Channing Tatum.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
A 6-year-old daughter. You can see photos of her baby bump right now. She says Channing is super excited. She talked to him before releasing the news to the press. You can see photos at kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the Morning on Kiss 95.7.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 6:50, sunny temperatures in the 80s, just beautiful today. It is time for good news. What's good news? Well, every weekday at this time, 6:50, we bring you good news. I love to start our day with good news. There's a lot of bad news in the world, and I need a little bit of good news every single morning. Hey, if you've got good news, share it with us.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is, starting a new job, maybe, I don't know, you bought a new house, you got a car, you paid off your car. If it's good news to you, it is good news to us. 860-247-9570. All right, good news for parents.
Yeah, Courtney, good news if you're having problems getting your kids to sleep, because Disney just brought back their bedtime hotline, which is very popular last year. This is a big thing for parents, and it helps get your kids to sleep. Parents call a toll-free number, and then they get a message from 6 different Disney characters that will like talk to the kid and help them go to sleep. So you get like Mickey Mouse, Woody, Elsa, and Anna, and all that. So it helps urge the kids to get a good night's sleep.
I love it.
It helps the parents out.
Awesome.
So if you want to get that toll-free number, it's up right now at kiss957.com/Courtney.
I'm surprised that doesn't crash. Like, that's not a number that just crashes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because if I were a parent, I'd be calling it 24/7.
All the time.
I've got good news. Our Concert for Recovery with Keith Urban at Keith Urban tickets go on sale today.
Yeah.
Concert for Recovery, Keith Urban, Mohegan Sun, November 17th. Proceeds are being donated to the CT Realtors Foundation to provide charitable grants to organizations right here in Connecticut addressing the opioid crisis. It's for a great cause. Get on it. It's going to sell out ASAP. You can get all the info at ctrecovers.com or your tickets at ticketmaster.com. That is some really great news. Walmart Jeff, what's your good news?
Whenever I see greatness, I like to recognize it. And I'd like to recognize this Idaho man. He broke a Guinness World Record for throwing a tortilla a distance of 54 feet and 5 inches, beating the previous record of 30 feet, 1 inch.
Wait, like a tortilla shell?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
That doesn't seem very far,
55 feet. 55 feet, that's a long ways for a tortilla to fly. I mean, have you ever been in a food fight, Courtney?
I'm sure. I've been in several food fights.
Try taking a tortilla and throwing it 55 feet.
I don't know. I think we're going to do that tomorrow morning. Can we go get some tortillas? I think we should try and beat the tortilla tossing record.
Sadly, I have a thing of tortillas in my car.
Oh, my God. Bring them up, because I really want to do this. I want to do it.
All right.
Hey, if you got good news, call us. You know, we're just sitting here waiting for you to call. With your good news, call us 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, this is Natasha from Bolton.
Natasha Bolton, welcome to the show. What's your good news?
I found out Friday I'm having a little girl.
Yay! Whoa. And when are you due, Natasha?
February 10th.
February 10th. Nice. Okay,
amazing.
It's going to be a wonderful holiday season for you.
Thanks. I called a couple months back because I quit smoking.
Oh,
nice.
And let me guess, as soon as you quit smoking, you got pregnant.
A couple months later. Quit back in January. Got pregnant in April, March.
Hey, Natasha, Courtney and Gavin are great girls' names, by the way.
Yes, they are.
It still be determined, but eventually we'll have a name. We got plenty of time.
I love it. Now, did you do a gender reveal party?
Kind of, for my family in New Hampshire. Like, I told everyone around me,
okay,
but I wanted to wait to tell them, so I did one when I was up there this weekend.
And what did you do? Was it a cake? Was it a balloon? Like, what was it?
I walked out in a pink dress.
Oh, I love it. I love
That's
it.
So
That's
cool.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your good news.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
You too. You can share your good news, 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is 7:09. The weather's sunny. Temperatures in the 80s. I think there's something we need to talk about, although I was hoping we didn't have to talk
all
about
right.
it. But
I'm going to shave my mustache, I promise. Just not now, but in a little bit.
No, I say leave it. It may provide some protection.
Oh, okay.
I want to talk about Triple E.
Oh, my goodness.
So it is a mosquito-borne illness, equine encephalo something.
Triple E.
Let's go with Triple E. I think it was equine encephalitis. But anyway, Eastern equine encephalitis. It's been found in 13 states now in Connecticut. 13 towns, sorry.
Yeah, it's crazy.
In Connecticut. And they are saying that you should not go out between like 5:30 p.m. and 5:30 a.m. And when you do go outside, cover your skin.
Yeah.
Cover your skin, especially if you live near a river and you're in the woods, Walmart, with water.
Yeah, and you know what? Yesterday afternoon, my kids were playing like out in the yard, and like we live in the woods, and they were kind of close to like the tree line and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah.
I was like, all right, guys, it's time to either you guys can play in the driveway or you can come in the house. But like, this is my favorite time of year. And being outside for me, like, that's all I want to do, even at night.
And you know what? I wasn't going to bring it up. And then on the way to work, you guys said you saw it on the overpass signs.
Yeah, the signs that tell you, like, if there's, like, construction or something.
Right. Or an Amber Alert.
Yeah, they were saying, you know, Triple E Alert, avoid going outside.
Yes.
Just protect yourself.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
Officials said all town athletic fields, parks, and other facilities will be closing at 5:30 p.m. until further notice. They're waiting for a heavy frost, I think. And once we get a heavy frost,
right,
it should be okay. The latest town to detect Triple E is South Windsor. So in South Windsor, officials say you can pick up something called dunk tablets. Dunk tablets are free at the town hall, and you drop them into water. It will kill mosquito larvae without impacting wildlife. So if you're in South Windsor and you're maybe near like a body of water, you have a little pond in your yard, that would be a good thing to do. Go get one of those dunk tablets at the town hall.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
And I've been telling my wife this for the last couple of days. You know, just protect yourself, live your life, because if you don't, the mosquitoes win. And we don't want the mosquitoes winning.
Well, I'm just bringing it up. It's a serious thing.
Oh,
there's not really a cure for Triple E, I don't believe. I've got all the info on our blog. But really, if you're going outside between 5:30 p.m. and 5:30 a.m., just cover yourself up. Long sleeves, long pants. Just do it. You can get all the info right now at kiss957.com/Courtney. Ariana Grande and Social House Boyfriend, all the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. Hey, I've got your tickets, Six Flags New England Fright Fest. Those are coming up, but first, it's time for Walmart Just Junk.
I love this right here. So Gavin just did it. I'm about to do it. Courtney's doing the exact opposite.
I don't know. What could it be? What am I doing the exact opposite of both of you guys? What?
That is cutting the cord from cable.
Oh,
so Gavin and his wife Katie recently, or I think it was your wife that made the ultimate decision to get rid of cable even you knowing.
We were talking about it for a while, and then one day I tried to put on the sports channel, it was gone.
Love it.
All right, we got basic cable, we're good.
Yeah, Jeff,
got some money.
My wife and I actually just sat down. We were talking about becoming slingers. YouTube TV or something like that. We've been looking at, because you got to find the channels you watch.
I know.
Then you got to match them to the streaming service to see if they have your channels.
It's reverse psychology, because when you call the cable company, it's reverse psychology.
Yeah, and Courtney's New Year's resolution was to cut the cord this year.
Yes, and what happened?
And about a month in, you called the cable company to cancel, and then you ended up buying more stuff
from
features. The cable company.
Yes, and my bill went up. It did not go down.
And I think you signed like a 7-year contract with
them. I don't know what I did. They use reverse psychology. They're not going to be around.
No.
They need to lower their rates. They need to come up with something a la carte where you just pay and pick what you want. Do I need 35 baseball channels? Why is there that much baseball out there that they have 35 baseball channels?
Yeah, there is.
I don't understand it. No.
So in the next 5 years.
So angry.
The study is saying 60 million people will cut the cord.
Yes. I've always wanted to be a slinger.
Unfortunately, Courtney will not be one of the 60 million people.
Let's be honest. I probably won't. My bill's going to be $400 a month. Yeah. All right. We do have those tickets. You want to go to Six Flags New England Fright Fest? Call us. Caller 10. You're going to win. 860-247-9570.